Scripture quotations taken from the NASB, New American Standard Bible, copyright 1971-1995, by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved. All right, good afternoon. If you're anything like me, the current event situation over in Russia and Ukraine, Russia and Europe, Russia and the world has got me ate up, and part of the reason I'm ate up is because this has caught me completely off guard. I thought I had my bearings, and I have found out that I didn't have my bearings for whatever reason, and yet the type of responses that we've heard are all over the board, and some of them have been very frustrating, and I want to be a voice. I want to have a message that is truth, because in these type of times, it's important that the truth is what we are saying. Okay, our voices should be saying truth. We shouldn't be passing rumors, gossiping. That's not what is needed right now. Right now is staying the course, speaking truth. Your brain, which is a part of you, this is my opening. Your brain is going to fight everything that I'm about to say. I know this, all right? This isn't a surprise to me. You're going to be resisting everything I say as I say it. That's the nature of what's happening right now, okay? I'm not afraid of your brain, though, so I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to persevere through. I'm going to persist. I'm not afraid of your brain. You also shouldn't be afraid of your brain, and that is the point of this little message. That's the point. Do not be afraid. Now, make no mistake, there are talks of war, there is war, and worse, there are rumors of nuclear war. Nuclear war, they're saying nuclear war is on the table. And I'm saying, do not be afraid. I do not mean, listener, I want you to consider all the data, and you'll find that you shouldn't be afraid. That's not what I mean. I do not mean consider human history, the ebb and flow of history. I don't mean consider events in your own life. I don't mean consider the size and might and technology of the United States military. I don't mean consider all of the technology, might, and resolve of the people of the United States, or the people of any other country of the world. And if you consider that, if you consider all of that, then you'll be like me, because I've considered all that. That's not what I mean. I do not mean consider all of that. Consider all the data, and the end result will be bravery. That's not what I'm saying today at all. If you hear that, you have missed everything. I am not telling you to consider the data in totality, comprehensively, from every angle, and you'll end up unafraid. That's not what I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you that because when I consider the data, I have to admit that it's precisely because I do consider the data that I am feeling like I should be afraid. The data is the driver of the fear. The source of the fear is the data. We're not just waking up feeling afraid. We're looking around and saying, boy, it seems like I should be afraid. But I'm not afraid. And I certainly wouldn't want you to be afraid. That's what we're talking about today is fear. I don't want any of what I just said, the fact that the data does show fear, to indicate to you that I think you should have fear or live in fear. No, I'm going the opposite. I say what I just said because I want to keep your attention. I want to tell you the truth. The truth is, when you look at the data, your brain tells you, I think it's time to be afraid. And I'm trying to tell you, I agree. That is a conclusion you can draw from the data. But that's not the full situation. The full situation is this: Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strong defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though wars rise against me, in this I trust. In what do I trust? In the fact that Yahweh, the God of the Bible, God the Father, the Lord, is my light and my salvation. That's what David said, Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3. That's the situation. That's the truth. Why would you fear if you know Yahweh? Why would you fear if you know Yahweh? There's plenty of reasons to fear, but none of them make sense when you compare it to knowing Yahweh. That's the situation. Are there reasons to fear? You bet there are reasons to fear. I don't even know how you could make sense of what I'm telling you if I'm telling you that I'm not afraid, if there was nothing to be afraid of. Of course there are things that there are you should be afraid of. Like, that's the whole point, is that our minds, our physical responses tell us to be afraid. Life isn't a game. There's real things to fear. And I don't need them to be a nuclear protocol change. I don't need them to be some rising threat level. That doesn't make me have thoughts of fear. Simple awareness that man's hearts are evil. The heart of man is evil. That's enough for me. Just a little bit of reading of history of how miserable some humans have had to live for their entire existence. That's enough reason for me to come up with an idea of fear. But the truth is, Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk, here's the fear part, through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, Yahweh. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. That's the truth. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Pete, you do not understand. You're naive. You're ignoring the facts in favor of your superstitious beliefs. And to that I say, no, no, you're wrong. I'm not naive. I'm not the one who's hiding. What I am is I'm the man who has read his Bible. The Bible is where we learn about the origin of fear, among all the other truths in Scripture. Fear is real. Reasons for fear are real. The Bible never states otherwise. But it's the Bible, and hear me clearly, it's only the Bible that explains fear. Where does fear come from, according to the Bible? Well, we would want to look in the beginning, right? Fear in the beginning. Let's turn to Genesis. Is it in the creation? Did God create fear? No. It's not in Genesis 1. It's not created by God. Maybe Genesis 2. Perhaps when God created women and woman. Maybe there was a fear that accompanied. No, it's not in Genesis 2. But we find in Genesis 3, after the fall, Adam says, and I was afraid. ... So I hid. I hid, he says. We are the ones, humans are the ones who brought fear. Hiding is an action of fear. I'm not hiding. And it's because I'm not afraid. Do not be afraid. Now you say, Pete, but I am afraid. You've persuaded me that there's another way, that you're not afraid, but when I spend any time thinking about life, I become afraid. I'm happy that you're not afraid, but I still am afraid. And here's my answer. I told you that you were going to fight me. I told you. That's not a problem, though. This fight between you and me right now, that's not a problem. It is a fact. It is a fact, though, that there is a fight going on. I said that in the beginning, and here we are back at it. You're still afraid. You don't believe me. You think I'm doing something tricky or superstitious or magical, or you think I'm deceiving you that I'm not afraid. But it's not true. I'm not afraid. You're afraid. I'm not afraid. Let's run with it, okay? So you're afraid. You don't want to be, but you are. You're afraid. Good. To me, all that means is that you're human. You're human. So what we have to do is take your fear and redirect it. We need to figure out how to redirect your fear. I just told you that it's in the Bible. Fear is in the Bible. I've been saying this whole time that the thing that causes fear is reality. Reality, there is war. There are evil people. Okay, fear is a real part of the Bible. All right, but we still haven't gotten through to you. You're telling me I'm still afraid. I don't understand how to live without fear. All right, for my part, I've tried to use David. We did some Psalm 27. We did Psalm 23. We used a little bit of Genesis. That didn't seem to do the trick. We could talk about many characters of the Bible who lived without fear, who acted in spite of fear. I could try Moses. He was pretty powerful for most characters of the Bible. But I don't think that that's going to work. If it hasn't worked so far, I'm not going to keep trying the same thing. So here's the new teacher, Jesus. We're going to do Jesus right now. Jesus is known, unlike some of those others, to have a more immediate effect, to have a more immediate effect on us sinners. So let's try his words. The Gospel of Matthew's got these. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. I'll read it again. Jesus teaches us this. Do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Does Jesus say, do not fear, period? Do any of the Old Testament David, do any of those Psalms say, do not fear? They give the reason why they don't fear. The reason is that you are connected to the power that is Yahweh. You are connected to Jesus. You have a relationship with Jesus. The Holy Spirit is inside you, and you know that there is nothing to fear except your Maker, except God the Father, except Jesus Christ, his only Son, except the Holy Spirit whom he sent, the Helper. That's why we don't fear. I don't want to hear Christians talking about fear. We shouldn't be fear-mongering among each other. You can be aware, you can get prepared, but do not spread fear. That's not our business. Our business is not being afraid, and that causes attention to be drawn to us as other people who are afraid now want to also shed their fear, want to live without fear. How do you do it? Well, you can't do it alone. It's going to take Jesus. And what you do is redirect your fear like he says to. Why fear somebody who can only kill the body? David talks about the flesh getting essentially eaten. I don't know what's worse, somebody eating the flesh off of my body or thermonuclear war burning it into ash instantly. It doesn't matter. The death is the point. Death is not the end. Death is not the end. That's why you don't fear death. Fear instead him, Yahweh, who is able to take and kill both body and soul. This is a full game. this life. It's more than just the flesh. How do you handle your fear? How do you live without fear? You fear the proper thing. You fear him who can take away, who can kill and destroy both soul and body. That's how you handle fear. That's how you handle fear. Christians, do not spread fear. We don't do it. Don't do it to your kids. Don't do it at the churches in front of your kids. Don't do it with each other. There is a lot going on right now. Christianity is not about matching up revelation, what you call prophecies, to reality. That's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about living with your fear in its proper place. That's what we're doing. That's what needs to be said right now tonight as your week is about to begin. Do not be afraid of him who can kill the body. Do not. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. These are the truths that keep us in times like these. Finally, pray. Pray and make your prayers actual moans of your life. Pray for what you really want. For anything that you really want. When it says pray for your enemies, it doesn't mean that you can't pray for what you want for your enemies. I want this whole thing over. I want their hearts changed. The Russians, I want the Putin's heart changed immediately. If you need to take out Putin in order to stop this, Lord, do that. Peace, I know, is the Prince of Peace is Jesus. Make it peaceful. Pray for that if that's what you want to pray for. Lord, I want all military implements off of the earth. I want no more tanks, no more jets, no more missiles, no more ammunition, no more fuel to move the tanks or move the planes and helicopters. Pray for that. When you pray right now, pray for what you want. Find out what you want. Expose your heart to the Lord. Pray for what you want. Do not hide. Hiding is evidence of what? Fear. Do not hide. Pray to the Lord for what you want. Bear your heart to the Lord. Amen.